We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah Chaf Amud Beis, new Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah. We have a shtar that comes in front of us with two Edim, and you have to kiyum shtaros. You have to mekayim the shtar. So Ze'omer, both the Edim who signed the shtar come to Beis Din. Ze'omer Mezek Sav Yodi, Mezek Sav Yodi Shechaveiroi. One guy says, hey, this is my signature, and this is the signature of my friend. The other one is the signature of my friend. The other one is my signature and the signature of my friend. Then it's a good key. But, Rebbe says that when you do key m'shtaris, it's a regular edus. Edus, each signature needs two edim. So I'm believed that it's my signature, but it's only one aid. You need another aid. So the other aid, if he knows your signature, has he made on your signature also? As if we have two Edim, each signature has two Edim. But if they only made on their own signature, they don't recognize their friend's signature, then you need another aid for each signature to certify the shtar. So you need, so if only, it's only they say, this is my ksav yad, and they're not having another aid, then it's not nemon, it's not a good shtar, divrei Rebbe. You don't have to mitzaref. If they say this is my signature, the other guy says this is my signature, it's a good kiyum. And we'll see in the Gemara the Biur Machlokes. So his neman says this is my ksav yad, the other guy says this is my ksav yad, and you don't need two edim. So talk to Gemara, what's the Biur Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon if you need two edim on each signature or one eid? Because you're timtzi loimer, when you're ma'ayin bedava, timtzi loimer means you're ma'ayin bedava, the divrei Rebbe, al ksav yodon heimi idim, the divrei chachamim al monos shevishtar heimi idim. The Biur Machlokes is like this. According to Rebbe, when you say edus on a kiyum shtaris, when we kiyum shtar, the edus is that these signatures are correct, are real, are authentic, and therefore you need to aid them. You're making an edus on a signature, you need to aid them each one. According to the chachamim,
you need to aid each signature.
Your signature, yeah, because you're saying anytime you have edus, you need two edim. And here you're saying this is authentic. This signature is authentic. You need two edim each one. That's what Rabbi holds.
Why would
the
two edim on the
shtar? Two edim star are not mekuyim. They're not mekuyim. So now you need edus. The halacha is he's saying the guy who's the star is against is saying that right. There's two people starting the star exactly, and they're saying it's mezuyah. So now it's mezuyah. It's forced. It's forged. That's what happened. Yeah. Kiyum is only one time. Right. Kiyum star is only one time. Sometimes mezuyah. So you got tiny mezuyah. It's forged. So now you're proving it's not forged. How do you prove it's not forged? You need two edim. So how could one edim in each signature work? You need two edim in each signature. You need two edim like everything. You need two edim. That's the Rebbe holds. The Chacham hold that it's a Chacham is a chiddush. The Chacham amonos shevishtar him edim. Like Rashi says, it's like they're saying anachnu reinu hamilva v'chasamnu hilchah b'trei sagi. That when you say that's my signature, and the other guy says, this is my signature, it's like they're being made on the story that happened. I'm on a Shavishtar. The two Edim that walk in, what?
Why do you say that they're saying each signature needs two Edim? It's one Shtar. Two Edim saying Edim is that the Shtar is good.
They're not. They're not. They're not saying. They're not remembering a story. They're not. They're saying on the signature. It's so simple, Rebbe. It's hard to understand what the question is. Rebbe's the question. You have to aid them. Is a good signature or not? They're not. They don't remember the story. They're saying, is a signature a good signature? So you need to aid them that one, huh? There's nothing like to aid them. There's nothing in the world like to aid them.
The guy himself saying it.
The guy himself. Who?
The aid himself saying it.
He is one of the Edom. He is one of the Edom.
But I'm saying there would be two
Edom. Saying of a story, that would help also. Two Edom walking around stars, two Edom. There's nothing like two Edom. Yeah.
Two Edom is starker than the
Edom
himself saying that's
his
signature?
The Edom himself saying his signature. It is a case. I mean, that is the case here. The Edom himself saying his signature. Still you need another Edom. They need two Edom in each one. It's a chiddush even that what he's in the Gaya B'dava. There's two Edom. The two Edom work on each thing. Now, Rebbe Chamim is the chiddush. So if we get through Rebbe, we'll have a hard time with the Chachamim. The Rebbe is the simple thing, because you need always two Edim to prove something. Eight Echa is not Neman. You need two Edim by Mammon. One Edim is not enough. So Rebbe is simple. Each signature is two Edim. The Fira Chachamim, Amonos Shevishtar Hem Edim. They're being made Amonos Shevishtar. Now what in the world does that mean? So Rashi says, it means, Anachmi Re'inu HaMilva V'Chasamdu. We saw the Milva and we signed. So the Tosis Rid, actually, it's printed on the side of the Gemara, we have Tosis Rid, says, Pirish HaMoira, means Rashi says, Shem's Kukim Loimar, Anachru Re'inu HaMilva V'Chasam, we saw the Milva, which is a Pella, saying every time you have to do Kiyum, remember the story. So Tosis and the other Rishayim learn that what it means is like this, and they learn it up in Rashi also, that it means, that even when they're being made on their chasima, what they're saying is really a monosh v'shtar. Therefore, it's like Moshe saying that you have two edim on the story because they're saying that's their chasima. But it's a hard thing to understand. Really, it's the edis on the monosh v'shtar. By saying that's their chasima, it's ki'ilu they are saying that we are both saying edis on the story that it says in the shtar. That's the pshat in the chum. The chum one eid is enough. Each ksav yaday, the one eid says. For example, if you invite a rabbanon, if it's other people coming to say eidus, then you need two eidim, of course, because they don't know the monash of a star. If that's possible, everyone agrees that if you're taking zaitig eidim, of course you need two eidim in each signature. That's not a machlokes. You got that, Moshe? If two eidim come from the world, that's not a machlokes. Then it's not a machlokes. Then of course you need two eidim from the world. But if the own aids, according to Rabbanan, Tzkilu is saying, Amana Shavishtar, Hei Me'idim. Tzkilu is saying, then be made on that Amana Shavishtar. Now the Nesivis actually asks, that it comes out, you don't have a Milva Vishtar. Loch is, a Milva Ape doesn't collect from Lekuchos, a Milva Vishtar does collect from Lekuchos. Lechaira, if you're saying the star is forged, and the only reason why you're being Nema now is because like Tzkilu being saying aids on the Amana Shavishtar, on the money in the star, so it's a Milva Ape. That's a Sivis ass. The Pelor of Rabbanon. It's Milva Pen. It's Amilva Shtar. So he answers that really Midaraisi, it only Kiyim Shtar. So therefore, you could be Samach Midaraisi on the Shtar, like upon him for that, but it's Ephesar. So that's the Bia Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon. So the Gemara Pshita, the Pasha, that's the Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon. Obviously, that's Machlekes. What's the Kishtim Seloim, right? So the Gemara says, Ma'udatayim al Rebbe Sveiki Misafkale, Ilak Sav Yardam Hem Eidim, Oyamanash Vishtar Hem Eidim. Maybe really, Rebbe's not sure. Rebbe's not sure that would be made on the Ksav Yadam. Maybe he's hedging his bet. Maybe it's like the Rabbanon also. And what would be Nafkamina? Nafkamina, Heich the Mischad Menayu, if one of them died and can't come to Bezdin to say Eidus on their signature, Liboy Yishnai Menashuk Lehelelov. You should need two other people Menashuk to be made on it. So before I read this inside, I want to speak this out outside. That Pashtus, Rebbe is a Chumra and Rabbanon is a Kula. Because Rebbe holds you two Eidim and Rabbanon holds you one Eidim. So the pasuk is Rebbe is a chumra, Rabbanon is a kula. The Gemara is going to say that Rabbanon shita could come out of chumra also. How is that possible? If you only have one aid alive, other aid's dead. So then, let's say Reuven's one aid and Shimon's other aid. Reuven's the aid that's alive. He walks in and says, "That's my signature." Now the other aid needs two aidim, right? We say lekuliyama if the guy's not alive needs two aidim. So the other aid needs two aid to make on signature. Could Reuven be one of those Eidim on the other signature?
Why not?
Right. So according to Rabbanon, he can't. You know why? Because according to Rabbanon, Reuven is being made on his signature, so he's certifying 50% of the Shtar. And if he says Eidus together with someone else on the other Eid, he's certifying another 25% of the Shtar. So it comes out, it's 75% Reuven certifying the Shtar, and 25% someone else. And Rashi says, it says in the pasuk, "Al pishnayim eidim beinan chatzi davar al piv." So zev chatzi davar piv has to be equal. It can't be three quarters of a thing they want eid. So according to the Rabban, it'll be a chumra. He will not be able to say eidus on the other thing. If you hold al ksav yodom eidim, so then he can made on that, and they can have two eidim. They can have one more eid who's made on that signature and on your signature. But what? If it's three Eidim, there's no such thing as three Eidim. Economic thing is three Eidim. We always do two Eidim. Three Eidim is enough schlepper. He's not doing anything. That's a Bezdin. That's a Bezdin, not Eidis. Eidis is always two Eidim. There's no such thing. The two is like 100. The only two Eidim. Two Eidim is always that mile of a third Eid. So there's something called Bezdin. That's when he's a Bezdin, but I have an Eidis. So I can put him down in Afkamina. So it means, Fi Rebbe, there's a Chomros, there's a Kul also. That you could be made on your friend's thing because you're not being made on Monash of a Star. So it's always just Eidus on the signatures. Now read it inside. That we thought maybe if he, Rebbe, was a Suffolk, Venafkamina, Tehecha the Mischad Menayu, the boy is Shnai Menashuk, Lahedalov, you should need two people from Menashuk to be made on the other aid. Dim Cain, because if he's being made on the other aid, Kanofik Nichi Riva, the Memoina Apuma, which means the money minus a quarter, which means 75%, will be coming. I'd be a pee his mouth. I put in the chav tzada, and it comes. And you would think Rebbe holds v'hakol l'chumra, which means l'chumra you need two aid on each aid, and l'chumra you have to have two aid in a shuk.
You have the same problem. If you have two aid,
what?
If
you have two Adam saying on the other signature,
right?
So that's the, each one of those is 25 and 25, and he's 50.
Right, but that, right. That's not a problem because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, who's being made a monash of a star? The aid that's signed there. A monash of a star, like this. This is only chomer according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold, the aid that's saying Zek Sav Yadi, what's he saying? That the Hava happened. The two Adim are just saying that aid in the star is saying the Hava happened. So it's still two Adim. It's still two Adim Hava. There's only two Adim Hava happened. Only two Adim, because it's certifying
so
the star.
If he said, this is my signature, and he said that's my friend's signature.
Because he's...
Right,
because
the same two people are being made out of money.
Right, because since he's causing that to happen, so that makes a problem. Hey, it's a good time. Agaponim, so that's according to the... That's according to the Rabbanon is a kula. So according to Rabbanon, it's according to the Rabbanon is a chumra, and according to Rebbe, it'll be a kula. Because according to Rebbe, if it's ksav yadim, be the same problem. No, because he also needs an aid being made on his side. So therefore, they both have two aidim being made in each signature, so it's even. But if it will be a suffix, so then there's a chance that the aid being made together with him and his own signature, it's a suffix, so therefore, may that eight is nothing. And it's coming out of him three quarters. The Rebbe Mishnah treated like, Ben Lekula, Ben Lechumra. Sa Lekula, Sa Lechumra. Domra, we don't arrive. Shnaim HaChasum Ma'al Star. Two people signed the star. Mace Echemen, one died. Tzrich and Shnaim and Ashok. The two men Ashok, Lahari love. Why? Because it's going to Rabbanon. Bezu Rebbe Lekula, Rabbanon Lechumra. And this Rebbe is a Kula, Rabbanon Lechumra. It means it comes out upon him, Fear Rabbanon Lechumra, because since Aid Reuven is being made a monash of a star, and half is being made on him, he can't be involved in certifying the other aid, because when he's certifying the other aid, it turns out that he's helping, that the money is being, another 25% is being made up to him. Vileka Trey Elachat. What do you do, Taka? If you're a Bonon, Ilamaisa, Vileka Trey Elachat. Let's say this, you don't have two aid in Ashok. You only have one aid in Ashok, and you have yourself. What should you do if you're a Bonon? You don't have Aitza. What should you do? So the Gemara gives a pashta etza. Fira Rabbanon, what do you do? My Omar Baya, lichtav chesimus yada chaspa. The guy is alive. Right now, he goes to Bezdin and signs his name on a piece of pottery. V'shodi le beidina, machzik le, they bring the beidina. He gives it to the Bezdin, the machzik it, this is your signature. And they compare it to the signature of his ruin signature on the star. So that Reuven is taken care of. The guy was alive, he didn't have to say a word. His signature was certified al pi the chaspa. He doesn't have to be say it is in his own chesima. And he and someone else umesadi idach and says it is on the other aid on Shimon's signature. So now it's very good because he right now did not cause any money. The way he said it is right now, he did not right now make 50% go. He didn't do anything. His signature was certified by itself. Then him and another aid certified the other aid because the other one happened with the chaspa. Moshe is good? Okay. So the Gemara writes, V'dafka chaspa. He's only saw your name on a piece of pottery. Ava Megilta, but on a piece of Megillah, which means on a piece of parchment, loy. You should not sign your name. Why? Someone who's not such a good person will find it. Because of a loy, and he's writing it what he wants. Someone takes out a ksav yad that he says, I owe you money, and he signs in it, he could be goyva, mechas mecharim akapon. It's not a real star, but it's enough star that you have to pay money for that. You have to pay him back money. So, therefore, if you have a signature, don't leave it around on Megilta. Chaspa is not kosher for a star, because you can erase things on it. Therefore, do the signature on a chaspa, not on a Megilta. Omra v'idom ha-shmo, lach d'irecham, pas d'irecham, v'ma pshita, yach ram lach karam. No one always pas lach d'irecham? More answers. Maybe you would say just like we find Rebbe Mechavei Roy, and you would say it's in this case a Phil Mechavei Rav. Maybe even connected to Chum. No, we don't paskin like Rebbe in this case. And it's really more later on because Rebbe is a little bit more mastavro. What would have me pass like Rebbe? We have the Chum against Rebbe. Terry says Rebbe is a little bit more mastavro over here. That we have me maybe paskin like Rebbe in this case because it makes more sense. Like upon him, that's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. He passed like Chum. Simon Noch Nod Chad. This Simon has to do with the names. Because there's three guesses who said something to Rav Yehuda. Omle Rav Chinna Bar Chia L'Rav Yehuda. Or V'Amrila Rav Chia Bar Yehuda L'Rav Yehuda. Or V'Amrila the three are Amar lo Rav China bar Chiya bar Yehuda, or Amar lo Rav Huna bar Yehuda bar Yehuda, or Amar lo Rav Chiya bar Yehuda bar Yehuda. Does Shmuel really say that we pass it like the Rabbanon, that which means one aid's enough? But whose star is enough? There's a certain star that was Mekuyim that came from the Bezdin of Shmuel, and it said in the Hempik. Hempik is the part that writes the Kiyim. It said in the Hempik, which is the part that says the Kiyim, it says, and this came out of the Bezdin of Shmuel, it says, Mid'asar Rav Onam Barachiyah V'asar Achsimis Yodeha. Rav Onam Achiyah came and was made on his own signature, V'adachad Ime, and he's made on his friend's signature, Umanu Rav Chanan Barabba. And with the Asar Rav Chanan Barabba, V'asar Achsimis Yodeha, and he said Eidus on his own signature, V'adachad Ime, and his friend that's with him, Umanu Rav Onam Barachiyah. So which means they each said Eidus on their own signature and a friend's signature. So that sounds like Rebbe, right? It says in the Hempik, finishes off the Hempik, Hashraniyu, Ashranohi, we mechazik the star, v'kayminu, we authenticated the star, k'dechazik k'royu. So it says in the star, in the Hempik clearly, that he was matzrich, that there was two Eidim on each signature. This is like Rebbe, not like the Chum. That was the star of the Yisayimim. The Choshmuah and Shmuel wanted to make sure the Yisayim won't have any problems. So what's the problem? When we pass it to Rabbanon? The Choshmuah, the Bezin Toyin, the Sava Shmuel, and Shmuel was worried. Dilma ikad esvile alokka Rebbe mechaveirov, v'le mechaveirov. V'ha, in this case, a fil mechaveirov. Even though we know we don't pass the Rebbe k'neged Chama, but here, he thought maybe someone's going to think we're passing like Rebbe, a fil mechaveirov, like we said before, because Rebbe makes more sense. Savar, he said to himself, "Eved Ravcha kehechle mafsi yasmi. I'll do this extra protection that the Yisrael should not lose, and therefore I'm going to make a kiyum with two edim on each signature, just like the shita of Rebbe. But the ma'aser Shmuel Paskin's like the Chachamim."